From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Ciara Hewlett. Transgender youth could again be in the spotlight this legislative session. One Republican lawmaker wants to ban gender-affirming care for minors who had been grandfathered in for treatment. KUER's Hugo Ricard-Bell explains.
Utah banned gender-affirming surgeries and hormones for minors in 2023, but some kids who were already getting that treatment were allowed to continue. Republican Representative Rex Shipp wants to end that.
There's no evidence that supports that it reduces stress by doing the treatments versus not doing the treatments. It's still a mental health condition.
But there is evidence. The Department of Health and Human Services produced a 1,000-page review on the topic at the request of lawmakers. It analyzed data from more than 28,000 transgender medical cases worldwide, and it found these treatments had positive impacts on mental health. But Shipp says that report is biased, which is frustrating for Colin Kuhn, a clinical child psychologist based in Salt Lake City.
We followed everything they asked us to in that law. You know, we spent countless hours complying. So why do we need to revisit this?
The legislature's general session kicks off January 20th. Hugo Ricard-Bell, KUER News.
Democrats are running for office in a record number of Utah races. There are candidates in 90% of them for the 2026 election. The party says this is its strongest and broadest slate of candidates in nearly 20 years. There are Democrats running in all state Board of Education races and all but one state Senate race. The minority party has been working for months to recruit people. Their platform includes lower cost of living, more access to health care, and accountable government. A Utah lawmaker plans to push for water conservation in new housing developments. Doug Owen is the Democratic representative from Mill Creek. He says he's looking at incentives and other options ahead of the upcoming legislative session. He spoke with Fox 13.
We're not going to have water for landscaping in 5 or 10 years. You know, we're going to have to take care of our people and take care of our lake.
Right now, nearly 100 communities in the Great Salt Lake Basin do not have water conservation ordinances for new construction. That's according to the Utah Division of Water Resources. But some are moving to more water-wise landscaping. Terrain is a new development with 3,000 houses in West Jordan. It uses native plants and fewer lawns. Southern Utah has already been putting in communities like this, but Terrain could be the first of its kind in northern Utah. For more stories like this, visit GreatSaltLakeNews.org. Utah ranks number 5 in the nation when it comes to overall health. That's according to a new report from the nonprofit United Health Foundation. Utah has low rates of homicide and people with multiple chronic conditions. And the number of adults with depression fell by 10% between 2022 and 2024. But the state's non-medical drug use is high, and there aren't enough primary care providers. And more than a third of adults avoid getting care because of the cost. The report also found obesity was up more than 20% between 2014 and 2024. You're listening to KUER News.